charitable. And no charm for the temptation is our working point around us. Our selfishness will say us, don't follow this traveling things phenomenon proposals. Have not revival or treacherous. Now giving something, and then that black marketing, like they will try to get you more than the real price, with some interest that will be realized for you. Now giving proposal of some satisfaction. About 1% they give, lending you, and with interest, at 10% they will take from you. Thank you. Don't allow yourself to be captivated by those outward treacherous show and charm. So go take prasadam, and everything should be done. With that idea, that will relieve all. Tayova bhukta sabkam bhava. Whatever the dress or the food, whatever it is, we are doing as if sanctioned by him, following his footsteps. Always with that consciousness, we shall do anything and everything. With God consciousness, Krishna consciousness. Krishna was Krishna conception of God. His beauty and autocrat. So, whatever we shall do, we shall do with the help of in our heart the Krishna consciousness. That will help us. Beyond our expectation, the help will come to us. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur. Not doing anything is bad. But doing the proper attitude, proper mood, that is the lack. Whatever you do, do in a proper way. In a legal, every step, in a legal way, in the highest sense. And the legal means the propounder of law according to his way, that autocrat, Krishna. Do with Krishna consciousness, whatever. That is some and substance of that. Gone. With Krishna consciousness at every step. Krishna. Ki bhajane, ki shayane, ki bhajagarane. Ahar nishi chinta Krishna, bala ho bala. Go on eating, sleeping, and doing anything in earth, but always. In heart, the association of Krishna. But whatever it does not matter, but drink it. There's no connection. Some total is this. Long and short.
The author of a book named Critique. By Nagaraj Sharma. He criticized the intellectualist like Radhakrishnan Purendas Gupta, who wrote books about Indian philosophy and also comparative study in the religious world. His objection that they could not approach the Eastern philosophy in Eastern method, but they approached Indian philosophy by Western method. That is intellectualism. Indian philosophy's nature, the method of dealing is revolutionary. And he has quoted from Ved, Bhagavat, Gita, as we do generally. The approach must be from the objective towards subjective, and in that mode. Otherwise it is all the study of the reflection, nothing of the substance, shadow, dealings of the shadow. And it's a thinking that by getting the shadow you have got the substance. That is self-deception. The progress not upwards, but progress comes from upward to downwards, not in the empirical method, descending method, not ascending method. They must improve their negative character so that the positive may come there easily. Pure negative character, empty, empty, and aspiration for fulfillment from heart. Paramipad paripasana seva. Paramipad, that means taking leave from all aspirations of mundane character. I have no ambition of any mundane achievement. I have finished it. I am disgusted with mundane achievement. So I have come to search something divine. If it is there, the first attitude. And then paripasana inquiry is there, but not in the line of tarka, that is, to establish himself, but his past, to take the past results and to try to put them against the coming thing. Very personal, very honest type of hearing with whole self of his at his command, duty life. And the main thing is seva, service. So I want to live for him. If I am worthless, if I can be utilized by him, I am searching for that. I have no value. So far I have experience of me. I have finished my life here. Prospect is finished here. This is all worthless living. If life is worth living, I come to understand that. If it can be realized by the higher soul, is it? Seva. And the acceptance will come from that side. That is progress, not does not depend on me. May or may not accept me. May or may not give me admission. It depends on him. Only in my side, surrender, degree of surrender, and not I am a subject and I am a master, I am traveling over the side. This is all offense and also stands as an obstacle on my real progress. Yes. I am not going to be a master of any particular land or place of life. Service, servant, slave kind of servant. Not that I am giving some service and drawing some salary, equal position. I am selling my energy. Service, not selling my energy in order to get some remuneration. As a service of a slave, I want to put my ego into fire. The ego is the cause, the root of all disturbances in my life. So it must be reduced to ashes and a new life will begin. In the slave conference, they will try to search for some right in their dealings with the master position. This is a laughing thing, ridiculous. Especially Krishna consciousness, no law, all autocracy. All autocracy, no law. And that is more difficult to attain. So the service also of this kind, that what the result of the service I want to get. No salary of any kind. It will go to my master. Eternal slave. Nitya Das. Jive Sarupai Krishna Nitya Das. The eternal slave. Not that I shall, by slavery I shall get something and lead a life of independence. As much as I shall be accepted a good slave. Slave means not owner. Not owner of anything. Ownership. I am eager to find that I have got no ownership. Anywhere. Partnership. Ownership. Ownership, the demand of ownership. The understanding of one's own ownership, that is the greatest enemy to him. So, those things cannot be discussed or cannot be tried keeping one's own ownership. Ownership. I shall be gainer of something, some knowledge, or some substance. The ownership should be given first. And whatever I hear from the sadhus, whatever I shall get, that will go to my master. With that nature it is becomes bhakti. Adho arpita paschat kriyeta. Iti punsa pita Vishnu bhakti chenna balokkana. All these nine process is reckoned as bhakti when they are be of such qualification. Adho arpita paschat kriyeta. The benefit I shall derive from the discussion, that won't come to me, that will go to my mouth. It is imaginary, something imaginary to us. But it should be the basis of our inquiry. Otherwise we shall have trouble in the mundane world of shadow without any touch of the reality. Our Guru Maharaj laid stress so much that he did not like that one will take the name only. But he wanted that they may partake in the service. Serving attitude must be cultivated within us. Seva mukhi jivadu svayameva spurattada. Without seva mukhata, without self-dissolution, the process is to dissolve our ego. And it is there. Not that we shall acquire, but we shall dissolve our ego. And then the flow will come from that side, and that we are dependent, fully dependent. It will come from there. We have nothing to do. Only to demand our want. I am needy, I am the worst needy. I am the worst needy, extremely needy. That's what we shall try to accept and know. That is the novelty of the special teaching of our Guru Maharaj in this age. The service, that is the exploitation and that dedication. Dedication. And it will be to you. And it will be attracted to you. And the progress by His grace, not by your energy. You negatify yourself. You are possessed by the ghost. The ghost must be driven out. Then the normal condition will come. Anyavidashita, karma gyan, fleeting desires and the elevationing, permanent elevationing nature, and then that we shall know anything and everything. To be masters of everything we shall be, become, noir. Noir. This line of attempt is suicidal. I shall know. I shall make progress in my knowing capacity and know things. Know things, understand things. And that is a waste of energy. Only try to drive the ghost, the ego. Ego of different states, Anyavidas, Karma, Gyan, Yoga, etc. In other words, to make yourself a lord. The lording is over, tendency, that must be banished. What is necessary is that. And that will come automatically. Automatically, fully, it is dependent on Him. This sort of self-abnegation and the preparedness for this, whether He will select me a servant or not, that depends on Him. Whether I shall give me visa or not, that it depends on their sweet will. I have nothing to do, only I can try to make myself fit. That is, I am the worst of all. I am the most needy and worst of all. I am hunted by so many undesirable things. So I am not worthy. The poorest of the poor, needy of all needy, the negative side, that is our normal position as we are in this organic whole. Kisagya Satadagasya Satadakanditasya. He has breath, and that can be 100, divided into 100 pieces. That he has breath, that is a very imaginary thing. Kisagya Satadagasya Satadakanditasya Javhagu Jiva. Your position is something like this. Hair, and this breath, that can be divided into 100, and one part again divided into 100. You may think your position like that in this universe. So don't want to go lodge it over. For that you are suffering. Give up that current forever. Come to normal. And then normal, and again, there we'll find that you are no higher. You are helpless, then other help from other side. And not hypocritically, genuine, sincerely, you will find you are helpless. In the name of bhakti, I shall gather some intellectual reason. Or some mystic power. All these are misguidedness. If we can trace any progress, then we are nowhere. These things not trustworthy ordinarily, in the ordinary sense. Two brahmacharis, two or three brahmacharis, wanted to say something to our Guru Maharaj. But they are hesitating. Guru Maharaj asked them, reading their attitude, "You want to say something to me, but you hesitate to do so?" "Yes." "Yes, you say what you have to say. Say it to me." "So long we have done the mission more than 12 years, but we don't find any progress in us. That's why we came to report to you. Do you say that rightly, sincerely?" "Sincerely you say that you have no progress in so 10 years or 2 years?" "Yes, that of course we think that we say it sincerely. It is all right to go." What should we understand from this? What should we understand? It is very difficult. After 10 years service in the mission, they say that I have got nothing. But do you say that truly? "Yes, it is all right, go." What benefit we can get to understand from this? That you are saved from that disease, that I am got to get, I get something. I have got something in my possession. That is mania. Nothing can be got here from our position. Everything in his control to look out there. I have got nothing. But still I am spending so many years here. Now also, without any remuneration, we are giving our energy. We do not get anything. How? Very peculiar. Very peculiar. They're selflessly working. Without any benefit you are working. Provisional. A good position. So I ensure you, you are healthy. No disease. You are in health. You are working but getting nothing. Still you are giving your service, but you don't get anything. You are in good position, you are healthy. I have got something that is dangerous. Work, do, but no remuneration in return. Can you conceive that? How? The real progress in that line, to conquer the organic whole autocrat, is the nature of progress is of that kind. So it is not within the jurisdiction of our satanic intellect. Our intellect means satanic, opposition is to God. Always we are so many satans who want to live in competition with God. To get something in possession, either in intellect or in body, as far as God we want to be, demigods. Panibha Paripasna, Sivaya, only service. And what we want, what we are given, more tendency to serve. Daskari Besanmane Deva Premodal. What is prem? What is love? That sacrifice, that service is divided by more and the intense hankering for service, self-giving. Self-giving. That is the remuneration. It will be increased to give us for the whole. That will be more and more increased. As you will serve, your serving tendency will be increased. The appreciation of slavery will be increased. If you work as a slave, then what sort of remuneration you get? This slavery, appreciation of slavery, that will be more intense at his disposal. Self-forgetfulness in totality, dynamic self-forgetfulness. Self-forgetfulness in dynamic character. Then we will be able to feel the deepest plane, the flow of the deepest plane of the whole. And our ego cannot allow us to go to the deepest plane, fundamental plane of flow, of energy. It will be so subtle that we can go, we can reach. Nothing can oppose us. We can reach the fundamental flaw. Self-forgetfulness will be such a dynamic character. If we want to measure our progress, nothing. Vichakkhana kori dekhite chai je hoy aki agocha. Particularly, we want to look my progress, then nothing. Nothing comes in our vision. Whenever we are particular to feel what is the consequence of my energizing in this life, so long I am engaged with a particular thing, what is the acquisition? If we want to look at that, that is finished. Why are you he loves to come at his own accord, not by attracted by any qualification of anybody. No qualification is sufficient for him in his standard. Die. Die a real death, not a facet, not imitation, not a person. You are really to die. No charm in the environment where I live. Dissatisfaction, all the dissatisfaction and the searching, no friendship with any environment, but only with the sadhu the agents of the deeper plane who will speak like this. We have nothing. We have nothing. We are property. We will be utilized in any way we like. Come to this dignified nobleness of your existence. You do not want anything. But you want to be utilized by the high, if possible. But unfit. That would be of the reaction of our sinful life. Still the process is recommended for us, the path. Shraddha. What is Shraddha? I am incomplete, the fulfillment in the hand of the Absolute. That is Shraddha. Everything in the hand of the Absolute, I am nowhere. Helpless than searching of real shelter. Sincere searching of shelter. All hypocritical environment, a real shelter I want. Shelterless. Shelter. Shraddha Shabda Vishyas Kaisude. Krishna Bhakti Kaise Sarpasa. I have nothing to attract things towards me. So I must not live a hypocritical life. No qualification to attract anyone towards us. Krishna Bhakti Kaise Sarpagarni Kutai. Wholesale I am to be utilized, if possible, my energy, that energy may be wholesale thrown at the disposal of someone who can utilize, if possible, this negative point, if it is possible to be utilized by some wonderful person. Let him try. I fully disown me. Shraddha Shabda Vishyas Kaise. This is faith, proper faith. To get out of the, from the clutches of Satan. Satan, self-advertising, self-aggrandizing energy. Anti-God. That self, that is ego, separationism, independent life and encouraging Satan. So Satanism must be fully dissolved, dissociated. That I am something. I have nothing. I may be utilized by someone, some miracles person, some miracle force may utilize me. So not to seek something separate interest means to surrender to Satan and to God. So, Shraddha Shabda Vishyas Kahe Sudhira Nishchaya Krishna Bhakti Kaile Sarva Karma Krita Haya. Everything is done if I can submit to the central power or to the Absolute. Faith. Faith means this. Faith. This is called faith. Faith by faith we can make progress towards truth, and not by, that cannot be measured by any other means, eye or nose or intellect or reason, nothing can measure that, only faith. Are we ready to depend on faith? Oh, this is superstition. In the beginning, we shall drive it out, right? This is superstition. Faith is what is faith? Not tangible something. We are required to, our civilization would say, that we are required to reduce to the nothing, no one. This cannot be have any good in it. Superstition, a blind, worst type of superstition, dependence on others. Independence. Faith is such that we have nothing. We can be utilized in our properties, but we are far, far from that sort of position. On the negative side, progress. Arusadha. This is the foundation. Sadha, tada sadhu sangha. Then it will be possible to select the agents. In that, attitude. We can select the agents of the divinity of that time. There are different types of agents from different conceptions of so-called religion. According to our faith, we shall select our good, well-wishers, agents. Jujasraddha-sayivasa. According to the classification of your faith, you will make progress. That's right. So, Shraddha of the Vishwa, the deep confidence in the central absolute. And your association, your selection of the agent, of the source that through whom it is coming to help, your help, it depends on that, your Shraddha. You know what? Marks of the same, plucked away, same feather. So you have to recognize the feather, and then you will associate with them. Repeat. Sadhu Sangha Tato Bhajana Kriya, and then the action will begin. By his association, something. He will be your teacher, he will be student, and he will learn. And now the question is, the what sort of faith? In mainly a force, a plane of exploitation, renunciation, and dedication, service. The faith in exploitation and is maybe easily eliminated, exploitation, suffering from so many reactions, we may be disgusted with this exploiting, elevationist life easily. But the temptation of complete retirement in the renunciation school, that is on our front. Many will flock there. Many will flock there, oh, complete retirement. This world is not worth living for. We want retirement from here permanently. Then Buddha, Shankar and others will come. Their agents will come and take you to that eternal. Then there is praying of a dedicated life. I want to live. But not to absorb, not to exploit. Exploit means to give pain to others. But I want to live without giving any pain to others, without reaction. Then the question will come, then you can try to give yourself to others. Without taking, you will try to give. And that will also not safe until it has got connection with the central organization who is designing and destining everything. The designer and destiner of everything, the connection with him, it will be something substantial. Otherwise all no position at all. No position. In this way, if we are carried with that designer and destiner in the conception of autocracy as Krishna, and we shall see gradually the love and affection and the beauty that is, that can be autocrat, nothing else. Charmer, who can charm by his beauty or by his behavior anyway, he can only be autocrat permanently. The affection, love, beauty, harmony, that can be autocrat. If we can find in that way, we shall go that way. But process of going, it depends on him. Selection will come from that side. We are nowhere. We are helpless. We are helpless. We have to increase our helplessness so much so that the agents, I will be attracted. And they will come to recommend us. And there will be something. Something. Anyhow, we will be conscious that we cannot be masters of this land. We are fully dependent. If anything is given to us for food, we can take, otherwise not. Such sort of life is desirable. Desirable. So much giving. Then we are given hope that there is such. Brahma Sangeeta will come and say, the land is such, the bhumi, that is Chintamani, the vriksha, the trees are Kalpataru. And what are they? They are, the going means dancing, they are talking means singing. Such a land is there. And according to your surrender, you may be accepted, recruited for that plane of life. And that sort of sacrifice, a peculiar unconditional sacrifice, that does not come in any calculation. Your fate is not within calculation. It will be merged in the infinite, unknown, infinite, in the whimsical place of that beautiful land. So be prepared for extreme sacrifice and self-abnegation. And that is done through service, serving attitude, increasing serving attitude, self-giving. Not that getting something, some ambitious life, some ambitious ideal, intellectually. Intellectually, to be introduced to with some ambitious life that will attract us, no. Go on, try to give yourself, give yourself. Without that, the name, taking this transcendental sound, which has been given to us to be...